Wow, somebody listened. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Since many of us were critical of Congress for shutting down a big chunk of the FAA for no reason, it's only fair that we compliment them for making amends. The FAA had been forced to send 70,000 airport construction workers and 4,000 of its own employees home and suspend collection of airline taxes when Democrats and Republicans couldn't agree on a $16 million subsidy to rural airports. Then, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood practically fell on his knees and wept.
I'm calling him back. Come back to Washington. Leave your vacations. Just for a couple hours.
Prompting Representative Steve LaTourette of Ohio to reveal that the secretary could break the stalemate all by himself.
If Senator Reid and Senator Rockefeller indicated, called up the secretary and say, hey, there's a waiver provision, and I would like to make the case that it's too difficult for my people in Morgantown, West Virginia, to drive to Pittsburgh. Will you grant me a waiver?
And just like that, all the rural airport subsidies could continue. Problem solved. All those furloughed employees could be back to work with pay on Monday. Because it turns out there never was a problem. And because of the problem that never was, honest workers lost 2 weeks' pay and $30 million a day in taxes went uncollected in the name of saving $16 million. I admit, it's tempting to say something snarky, but after the week we've had, what's the point? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.